When I started trading, I did what most traders do. I just dived in and I was blowing money like crazy. My career was a blessing, but it was also a curse at the same time. And I like to say that I had a bit of an advantage because most people that come into trading, which is why prop companies are so successful, is a lot of people don't have the capital to come in. So as a police officer and working in Miami, Miami is a huge tourist area. So there's always events, there's Art Basel right now. So I was actually able to save up a lot of money working overtime to help fund my trading. But the downside to that was I was blowing money like crazy. I would fund my account with like $2,000, $3,000. And then it would take me like maybe 2 weeks to make it. And then I would blow it in like 2 days. I had to go back to the discipline where, Charlene, you know, you're kind of taking things for granted. Yes, you have the money and you're, you know, funding your education with it. But at the same time, you're hindering yourself because you're being greedy, you know, over leveraging. You're doing all the things you're not supposed to be doing because you have that. Because if I didn't have that extra cash, I wouldn't be doing that if I was. You know what I mean? So you kind of have to kind of pull yourself in and really look at what you're doing and say, do I really want this? You know, I have to hone in on the skills and understand that it isn't about the money. It's about learning the knowledge and the skill of trading, and the money will come. It's a byproduct of what you're doing.